Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. Praise be to God. Let us pray. And welcome to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless us with a word from the Lord this evening. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here in this sanctuary on Pray One for Another. We are here every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. to pray for one another. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. Amen. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Again, at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministries down in Arizona is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So you don't want to miss this message this evening. Tune in at 7 p.m. at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. God Has a Plan. Praise be to God, by Partnership Intro. Praise God.
God had a plan before the world began for you.
I can feel the spirit in you. Come on.
God had a plan to make the soul of man renewed.
God has a plan
for you.
Yes, he does.
Your life. God had a plan to make the soul of man renewed.
Command of sky and sea. Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover.
God of my salvation, deliver me from the guilt in my life, for you are God, my Savior. I give you praise and admiration because of your powerful hand and your heart to forgive me of my sins. Your righteousness has been transferred to me through the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice for my sins on the cross. You have imputed his righteousness to me through your salvation. I honor you and lift you up, for you have surely delivered me from all my enemies. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And it's as simple as that. All you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. And after the selection, I will come back with our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Praise be to God. Excuse me. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening, amen, which is entitled Confident Prayer. Confident Prayer. And the scripture reading is coming from Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 13. And it says, then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Amen. This is Jesus speaking. He said, suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and my family and I are all in bed. I cannot help you, but I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks, finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? One day, Jesus cast out a demon from a man who could not speak. And when the demon was gone, the man began to speak. Crowds were amazed, but some of them said, no wonder he can cast out demons. He gets his power from Satan, the prince of demons. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, the text for this message is coming from Luke 11:11. And it says, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Again, the title of this daily bread message is Confident Prayer. The writer says, having tried for years to have a child, Richard and Susan were elated when Susan became pregnant. Her health problems, however, posed a risk to the baby, and so Richard lay awake each night praying for his wife and child. One night, Richard sensed he did not need to pray so hard. that God had promised to take care of things. But a week later, Susan miscarried. Richard was devastated. He wondered, had they lost the baby because he hadn't prayed hard enough? On the first reading, we might think today's parable suggests so. In the story, a neighbor, sometimes though thought to represent God, only gets out of bed to help the friend because of the friend's annoying persistence in Luke 11:5-8. Read this way. The parable suggests that God will give us what we need only if we beggared him. And if we don't pray hard enough, maybe God won't help us. But biblical commentators like Klein Snodgrass believe this misunderstands the parable. Its real point being that if neighbors might help us for selfish reasons, how much more will our unselfish Father? We can therefore act confidently in verses 9-10, knowing that God is greater than flawed human beings, verses 11-13. He isn't the neighbor in the parable, but the opposite of him. I don't know why you lost your baby, I told Richard, but I know it wasn't because you did not pray hard enough. God isn't like that. Amen? Question. If the neighbor in the parable represents God, what does it suggest God is like? If verses 11-13 clarify the parable, what then is God like? Think about those two questions. Amen? Let us pray. Father, today we bring you our needs and the needs of others, confident that you will hear and answer, and grateful that it's your goodness and not our words that count. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord this evening. Amen? To God be the glory. So while we are waiting, I will play another selection, and you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple.
We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about His goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh, God is sustaining me. Don't you know God? My God is sustaining me.
Oh!
somebody gonna cry out, Jesus,
sustain.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
Sustains me
late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me
trouble.
God is sustaining
trouble on the mind.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you friend.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's bring it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem.
The problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yes, he
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have yes. the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the
best
of people.
The peace.
Come on, lift them up again.
Oh,
let's
rejoice.
Control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may
be. Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move,
if you believe
and have
that,
my
sing this with us. Let the people.
God bless you. Hallelujah. God of my salvation, I come before you with my head bowed low and my heart saddened by the sins I have committed against you. They are many, and you know each one. You even know the ones that are unknown to me. I confess to you that my heart is sometimes hardened, sometimes faithless, often questioning you. I confess a lack of love, pure love, toward those who oppose me, irritate me, or don't show me kindness. I confess I have turned away from many in need, even though you have blessed me so that I might be a blessing to others. Selfishness is alive in me, and I act for your forgiveness for that and for all my sins. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from the Lord. So you can call in at 7 p.m., 319-527-6204. And be blessed. Amen. So while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection. Praise be to God.
Chapter I set free.
praise God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God. In the meantime, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise be to God.
Until the next level.
Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Yes. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening? On mute. Pastor Kathy?
No, I'm sorry.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, ma'am. Woo. I tell you, you got to mute when you're running around and doing stuff. But I'm off mute now. Bless the Lord on my soul.
Amen. Ooh.
It is another hot Thursday. H-O-T-T-T-T. It's hot, but it's still all right.
Yes. Praise be to God. Mm-mm-mm.
God is up to some wonderful things. When they turn up the heat, you know what happens. God comes to rescue. Yeah. He comes to our rescue.
Amen.
A lot of us have forgotten that. I'm so glad I'm not running around right now. I'm going to hit it and quit it. I'm going to get into this word so I don't lose anybody, whoever's there. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God, for your goodness, your mercy, your tenderness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No one will ever, ever, ever love us the way that you do. No one will provide for us. No one will protect us. No one will come and see about us like you do. Thank you for being who you are in all of your glory, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you, oh God. Now have your way on this line. Let this word come forth in a manner which all are going to receive something from it, oh God, that they will be blessed by hearing what thus says the Lord, and you and only you will get the glory. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Ooh, have to give honor where honor is due. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. I feel like it's Sunday. I need my fan. Got to give honor where honor is due. We thank God for the visionary apostle, R.D. Wiggins. We thank God for his lovely bride, Lady Nadine. We thank God for the assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda. Thank God for all that they do to make sure everyone has the ability to hear words. My goodness, we bless God. For Apostle Jackson, Dr. Verlene Turner, Prophetess Washington, Pastor Stephen DuBose. Thank God for all of these people that are still in the vineyard doing what thus says the Lord. Thank God no one has given up, and they do it willingly just to make sure that no one gets lost or left behind. We thank you, oh God, for all of this. You see the five whole leaders? Oh, I forgot, Apostle Mother Wiggins. And Sister Barbara, I got to keep mentioning them because they are faithful to Block Talk Radio. When no one else is on, they may be the only two visiting. So we thank God for them and their diligence and just being consistent and staying with us as long as they have. And they do come forth on Saturdays themselves. So we bless God for all of the fivefold leaders. Thank God for all of our visitors. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining in today. Got an awesome word for you. Oh, my goodness, it is awesome. I know I say it every time, but every time I open my mouth, that word is good. Here we go. My goodness. Ooh, I'm sweating. Let me let some of this air. Hey, can y'all hear me? Hello? Hello?
I'm here, Pastor Kathy. I'm just on the other line.
Okay, I almost hung up because I didn't hear. So I said, nobody there? Okay, thank you, Jesus. Okay, here we go. We are going to be coming from, thank you, Lord God. We are going to come from Luke chapter 5, verses 28 through 30.
Luke 5.
Excuse me. Luke chapter 5, verses 28 through 32.
32.
And then we are going to come from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 6.
Amen.
And the last one is Philippians 4, verses 4 and 5.
Okay.
Amen. Here we go. Just making sure my speaker is up loud enough. Okay, Luke chapter 5, verses 28 through 32. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi hosted a great banquet for him. for Jesus at his house. A large crowd of tax collectors was there along with others who were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the scribes complained to Jesus' disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Wow. Jesus answered, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." My goodness, glory to God. Luke 15:1-6. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were gathered around to listen to Jesus. So the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. "What man, oh my goodness, glory to God, I love you, Jesus. What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the pasture and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, joyfully puts it on his shoulders, comes home and calls together his friends and neighbors to tell them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep.'" Thank you, God. Chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. "I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's good stuff. The title of it, the title of this message is, "They Still Don't Know." They still don't know. God, I love you. You got to look at what was happening. I love this. You got to hear what he's trying to tell the church. And he is definitely trying to tell the church. Okay? He's trying to say that when he says they still don't know, you know, your mother could have done things 1,000 times. Mother could have done things 1,000 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so your parents are saying, they see me do it many a times. By now, they ought to know why I'm doing it, right? They ought to know why. So just imagine your mother, your father, whoever, could be your teacher, could be your pastor, right? Thank you, Holy Ghost. I think I'll use your pastor. Let me use your pastor because it could be me. So now your pastor says, y'all need to bring an umbrella, okay, for the next 3 days it's going to rain. And next time he see you again, bring an umbrella. And I'm talking about old school churches that, you know, they used to have Wednesday night Bible study, Thursday night evangelistic services, Friday's testimony. So you got to understand, they were seeing each other on a regular basis. And so now your pastor said, don't forget what I told y'all, bring an umbrella because the next 2 days it's going to rain, it's going to rain. And he's telling you other things, right? But the most important thing, oh my goodness, God, I love you. The most important thing is that you ought to expect that rain is coming, right? Mm-hmm. He's telling you what you need to know. Rain is coming. So on the next time he sees y'all come, y'all bring your umbrellas. Some don't bring their umbrellas. It does not rain. The next time y'all come, nobody brings the umbrella, right? And he said, I told you, y'all got to bring the umbrella because it's going to rain. It's going to rain. And the next few days, it's going to rain. And so he's saying it over and over again. And the next time everybody comes, they're going, he ain't talking about no rain today. So he hasn't said anything about the rain today, right? He's just going about his merry little business, having service. He ain't even mentioned rain. And so everyone's thinking, well, he ain't mentioned no rain, so don't even worry about not having the umbrella. That's your pastor talking, right? And now listen to what God is saying. right? The Pharisees were concerned that Jesus was hanging out with tax collectors and sinners. Mm-hmm. Not only were they concerned in Luke 5, 28-32, they were concerned again in 15, 1-6. They were concerned. What is he doing? Why is this man, my goodness, glory to God, why is this man eating with sinners? Huh? We don't understand. Why is he even welcoming them?
Yes.
And so when Jesus says, they still don't know, my goodness, glory to God, guess who he was talking about? He's not talking about them. He's talking about us. Yeah. This is just up. Yeah, back then they didn't know, but guess what? He said they still don't know. So he's not talking about them back then. He's talking about us now. We still don't know the importance of him dying on that cross, because if you did, you would know that the only reason he died on that cross, it was to save the lost. And the other thing is, you and me are the ones who died on the cross for. Right? We are the lost. Back then he was saying the Pharisees didn't understand, the scribes didn't understand. Why is he sitting with the tax collectors? You know, that's, my goodness, glory to God. Y'all bear with me now, because it's coming straight out of my spirit. That's like saying, so when they start taking African-Americans and comparing their life, and so now you got homosexuals, you got black people, da-da, and the blacks still going, so they just going to throw us in there with homosexuals. Like, our lives is all twisted up. Well, same thing with the tax collector. Tax collectors like, okay, so you just going to throw us in there with the sinners, like our lives is all messed up. We just collecting taxes, right? But here's the thing. God has to make it perfectly clear. You don't know my purpose for being here. Number one, you need to know that I'm not just a man. No man could do the things you've seen me do. No man. Right? So I cannot be just a man, because if I was just a man, any and every man could do it. Here's the thing. I remember when I came home and my father, his first thing after you take a test, he said, how did you do? I don't know. I don't know. They didn't get a test paper back yet. How do you think you did? I don't know. They didn't let us know. How do you think you did? I think I did okay. So he said, uh-huh. The next day, the same thing. How did the teacher say you did on the test? Oh, this is great. I got an 80. So my father says, what did everybody else get? And I'm thinking, did you not hear me? I got an 80. And I know he said, did you not hear me? What everybody else get? Mm-hmm. I said, well, so, look, I try to make it look good, right? I said, some got a 70, some got a 60. He said, everybody? I said, no, a couple of kids got 100. My goodness, glory to God. So he says, so you had the ability to get 100 too. If you told me everybody got a 70 or 60 and nobody made 100, then I understand. Yeah, she got the top of her class. But because someone else made 100, I know that it was capable. You had the ability to make 100. All you had to do is whatever they did, right? And I'm like, come on, I made 80. That wasn't good enough. So watch this. You got the tax collectors, and you got the sinners, and the Pharisees are saying, why is he eating with them, right? As if their lives didn't matter. But here's the thing. Guess what it says? I got to read this back to y'all, right? I got to read this part back to y'all so y'all can catch what I'm saying. It says that all the tax collectors and sinners were gathering around listening to Jesus. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. So that means while the Pharisees and the Sadducees were fussing, complaining, worrying about the wrong thing, the sinners and the tax collectors were listening. Uh-huh. Why? I only can imagine they were going, what must I do to be saved? What must I do? Because they done seen all the miracles and what must I do to be saved? But here's the thing, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they're out there worrying about the wrong thing. Remember when Jesus came to Mary and Martha's house? Martha was still cleaning. Mary came and sat by his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no need to keep cleaning because he's here.
Amen.
He's going to bust us anyway. What's the sense of cleaning the house when your guest has already arrived? So she comes to Jesus and said, does it not bother you that she's not helping me? Jesus said, she chose to do the one thing that is needed, that is best for right now. She was listening. Even though they were tax collectors and sinners, guess what they were doing? They were listening. I can only imagine every prostitute, every thief, huh? Every adulterer. They said, wait a minute. That's that man they call Jesus being out there doing a miracle. Let me see if he can do a miracle for me. So they ran like everybody else and sat at his feet to listen.
Amen.
Come on now. So now, while they listening, guess what? They getting an earful. And while they getting an earful, guess what's happening? My goodness, glory to God. He is drawing them. How do I know? Because they were not listening. They've already been drawn.
Yes.
Watch out now. They already been drawn. Something he already did. Oh, my goodness, God, I love it. Something he'd already done drew them to come and listen.
Yes.
So they sitting there listening. Who wasn't listening? The Pharisees and Sadducees. They worried about the wrong thing. Martha was worried about the wrong thing. Right? I, in my classroom, I was worried about the wrong thing because I'm saying like everybody was saying, they still saying it. Long as I get a C, I'm all right. At least I passed. And my father's saying, wrong. You want to do more than just pass. You don't want to just get by in life. Huh? You want to have that life. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. The life that Jesus said he came here to give us. Huh? He said, I came to give you life. Life more abundantly. That means peace, healing, deliverance, all of the fun things you can imagine in your life. That's what he came to give us. So my father said, don't ever settle just because you think you did good an 80. If you know you can do better, then do better. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
So with the sinners, guess
yes.
what? They knew that there was something better.
Yes.
Right? They knew that there was something better. So they came and sat at his, maybe he can do a miracle with me. And mm-hmm. they sat there.
Yes.
Pharisees yes. still wondering. What was he doing eating with there? Looking at the disciples. What are you doing eating with there? And I can only imagine the disciples, this is crazy they want to be. I don't know. I don't know why they came. They follow us everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what's happening? The fact that he said they still don't know, he was talking about a bunch of us. Talking about the disciples then, they still don't know. He was talking about the disciples now, which would be us. They still don't know. He was talking about the fat Pharisees and the Sadducees. They still don't know. I am not just a man. They don't know why I've come here.
Right.
I didn't come to set myself apart from them. I came to get amongst them.
Amen. Praise be to God.
How can I draw them from afar? I got to be up close. Because it's with love and kindness. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. It's through love and kindness that I've drawn them. And guess what? I had to be close enough for them to feel the love and receive the kindness.
Yes. Yes.
And
thank
even
you.
Now, when he says, it's through love and kindness have I drawn thee, guess what? You still got to be close enough. And how is he close enough? You say, Jesus gone. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Yes,
yes.
he is.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still here, and so
yes,
is his spirit. So his spirit ought to be teaching us how to show love, how to be kind. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Come on, Pastor,
his spirit that should be within us ought to be teaching us how to be like him.
Yes.
My goodness. You do remember he was our greatest example.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. He came down and showed us firsthand what he wanted us to do.
Yes.
And so now, why, we're down here. It's through love and kindness. That means we have to show them love. We have to show them kindness. Who is they? Anyone that hasn't come in yet.
That's right.
Tax collectors, sinners, prostitutes, like all of them.
That's
we
right.
need to be showing them love and kindness so he can draw them.
Yes.
But guess what? If we take the position of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he will never be able to use us to draw them. Why? Because they were concerned about the wrong thing, and so are the ones that think they are holier than thou, and that might have been Kathy just a minute ago, thinking she was so holy and righteous. How will God use you to draw them in?
That's right.
Say, Lord, created me a clean heart.
Yes.
Renew a right spirit. So I'm not sitting in your seat. I don't need to judge anybody. I don't need to condemn anybody. I don't need to do anything that only you can do.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you.
There's so much meat in this word. There's so much meat in this word. And he's saying they still don't know. It's so many things we still don't know.
That's right.
So many things. Right? How about this? God is saying, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Go feed my sheep. Wait a minute. Go bear witness to who I am. Go, 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 go. Right? Go into all the world and compel them to come in. Right?
Yes.
You know, I know he's saying, feed my sheep. Watch this. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Father. He says, so they're saying, what is he doing eating with the sinner? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives them the parable and says, and what man do you know has 100 sheep, loses one, and does not put the 99 aside and go find the one just to bring it back? So that he has his 100. And when he finds it, he comes back, tells the neighbors, joyfully shouting, "Woo, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." That's
yes.
how I know he's telling, oh my goodness, glory to God, and that came straight from the Holy Ghost. That's how I know he said, feed my sheep. Right? Because if you don't feed them, they'll starve, and if they starve, they'll die. Because the wages of sin is death.
That's right. Yes.
And so what God is saying, when he said, feed my sheep, he said, I need you to do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to go amongst them and compel them to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't need you to leave them out there. Matter of fact, I'm going to go a little bit deeper. I don't need you to be worrying about what you're going to eat. I don't need you to be worrying about what job you're going to have. I don't need you to be worried about what house you going to live in. I don't need you to worry about you. I got you. I need you to worry about them because they don't have me.
Yes.
But you do.
Yes, right.
So why are you worried? You need not be worried because guess what? Believe it or not, when you go out there nowadays and you start doing your little, I'm saved. Sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Guess what? Church people be like, I ain't got time for that. I go to church on Saturday, Sunday. They keep on going. The sinners, they'll stop and go, wonder what church they go to. Huh. I'm going to get a little close to see what they're talking about. I just want to hear a little bit of it. That's the sinners, right? The ones that think they saved and they so holy. They're not going to stop because I get that on Sunday. I don't need to hear it no more. Really? The last time I checked, when people gather around, guess what? It draws a crowd.
Yes.
Right? It draws a crowd. So, in other words, if all of y'all come and gather around, the others are going to see you and wonder what you're listening to, and they're going to get close, right? Because they want to, come on now, look at, you got two people fighting, and all of a sudden a bunch of folks gather around because they want to see fight. So of they course. See everybody else gather around, they gather around too. Mm-hmm. Somebody could be in there just dancing, and people will gather around to see who's dancing, and then other people will come because others have already gathered. So rather than you gathering around, not for yourself, but for the others, so that the others will follow suit, you don't need it, but they do. And guess what? Ooh, you really do need it. The mere fact that you didn't stop to listen and you kept going lets God know that you really do need it, because you missed it. Huh? How can you ever get enough of God's word? We never, ever, ever stop learning. Not ever. And so you might have missed your own blessing by saying, oh, no, I did that on Sunday. I don't need to stop. I told y'all, when he said they still don't know, there's a lot of things we still don't know. Mm-hmm. Right? We still don't know. We are not through learning. In fact, some of us are being taught the same things over and over and over and over again. Can you imagine a 50-year-old with a bottle in his mouth? Drinking his milk from a bottle because he never learned how to eat a solid food. What God gives you is solid. Solid. It's nurturing. It's fulfilling.
Yeah.
Right? He said, you're never thirsty and you never go hungry again. But you've got to hold on to my unchanging hand. If you let me go, you let all of that go. The provision, the love, the care. You let all that go. And God said, why would you give it up? Why would you give all that up? You know how hard it is to find someone that really, 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 really loves you? And I'm not talking about that good, nice, make-believe side that people see. I'm talking about that dirty, ugly, filthy you. You know how hard it is to get people to love that?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But it's not too hard for God. Because guess what? He knew us before the filth came on us.
Come on.
And when
now.
The filth started coming,
Woo!
He still knew us.
You,
and when we got filthy, dirty, he still knew us. And guess what he said? Kathy, I love you. Look at you.
Yeah.
And our granddaddy came home because they got vacation Bible school right now. And he came home with a picture yesterday that he was coloring. And it says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So up under all this filth, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
And guess what? You ever seen a woman look at a man and he all dirty, oil all in his nails and everything. He's just filthy. And the woman is attracted to him. And you look in her eyes, going, are you stupid? Look at him. He's all nasty and dirty. He's all nasty and dirty. Why are you looking at him? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And so you're saying, why are you looking at him? And she said, please. He can get clean.
That's right. Soap and water.
And vice versa. When a man is looking at a woman and she all filthy, look like she ain't got no good pair of shoes to wear, and he's looking at her and his friends are going, come on now, really? That's what you're looking at?
Mm-hmm.
That right there? All she needs is a good outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking beneath that.
Come on now.
And guess what God does? He looks beneath that.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't see all the dirt on us.
That's
he sees us as someone
Thank
that is fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes. Thank
Come
you,
on
God.
Now. That's why he said they still don't know. I'm not looking at that. He says, I don't look at the outer eye. I look at a man's heart.
That's right. God.
That's what I'm looking at. And so God is saying, they still don't know. one of these days, the light bulb is going to come on, and I hope it's not too late.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because when he busts through that sky, hot them and lightning, and he busts to come and get those that belong to him, it may be too late for you if you never chose to come and listen. Right? Mm-hmm. It says the tax, he said all the tax collectors and sinners were there.
Yes.
And they're just listening. What are you choosing to do? Are you going to listen? Huh? Are you going to listen? Or are you going to be one of the ones that get left behind? And he looked back and said, they still don't know. I didn't come for the righteous. I came for them. I came to give them an escort to the kingdom of God.
Ooh, my Lord.
Yeah, why? Because they were lost. I came to lend my shoulder to carry them on, to get them in.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. That's what he says in his story. He says, what man of you that would lose one of your sheep won't go after them when you find them, you take them, you put them on your shoulder and carry them on back home.
Amen. Yes.
So if it's a parable, it's a story that's really explaining more than what that story is saying.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I come after the lost, and when I find them and they don't have the strength to walk in, I put them on my shoulders and carry them in.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God, there's a lot of meat in this story. Mm-hmm. And he says they still don't know. They don't know what all I've done for them. They don't know what all I would do for them. Why? Because they're lost. And I'm not going to leave my sheep out there lost. I'm going to get them.
Yes, yes.
The others are in a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to go get the others and bring them in. He says, why? Because I didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinner to repentance. And today, if you are under the sound of my voice, that's what God is saying. I've come to call the sinner man to a place of repentance.
Yes.
I need you to stop what you're doing, give your life to Christ, and turn away from the very thing that's killing you.
Yes, Lord.
But the choice is yours.
Amen.
The choice is yours. Come on now. Are you one of the ones that he's looking at saying they still don't know? Are you one of the ones that he said, come on now? Thank you for coming. Come on in. You are welcome here.
Welcome.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. At this time, we like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And following that, Pastor Kathy will come back with the call to salvation and the benediction as we're getting ready to close this part of our program for this evening. Amen. I love to give everybody the opportunity, but, you know, it's really up to you guys if you choose to give a comment on how you enjoyed the word. And for me, it was a wonderful word. And like Pastor Kathy say, you know, God looks at the heart, but man looks at the outside. Even if though that person was dirty on the outside, but their heart was good. And God wanted them to come. He wanted to come into their hearts to bring them out of their sins and to him. So that's why he looks at our outside, inside, and man always judges us by our outside. So when you are, like you said, he didn't come for the righteous. He came for the sinners. And that's all of us. Those who have not given their life to Christ are still living in sin. But one day, as Pastor Cassie said, don't let it be too late before you come to Christ. Now is the time to come to him and give your life to him. Amen. I want to thank our two callers, 619-559 and 936-219, for showing up in the spirit and listening to the word of God this evening. So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to come back with the call to salvation and the benediction. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. If you are a voice, if you deserve God, how valuable you are to God. If you are lost and you haven't come in yet, this whole message was about going out there and bringing lost in, right? Going out there and helping them. Right? So if you haven't come in yet, God is letting you know, I need you to come in. It's a call to repentance. I need you to give your life to Christ. I need you to want what I'm offering you, life and life more abundant.
Amen.
And if that's you, then all you got to say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on the cross for me. Come into my life, I will make you my Lord and Savior. And he shortened it, so it wouldn't take a lot for you to come in, because it's not his desire that any should perish. If you said that, you are in. And now you've got to understand it is a process. It doesn't all happen overnight. It's a process, right? Mm-hmm. Some of you, the process is sped up a little quicker than it is for others, but it's still a process nonetheless. We all still work in progress. God is cleaning us up daily, changing our hearts daily, giving us a renewed spirit on a daily basis, and taking that old man and make sure he never raised his head up again. And when he does, God got something for him. He pushed him right back down. So we thank you. Your next prayer should be, Father God, help me to find a good household of faith that I can learn and grow into knowledge even more of who you are and those things that are pleasing in your sight, that I too can make it into the kingdom one day. Yes. Precious Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you for all that you're doing and that you're going to do. We love you. We honor and adore you, Father. We pray that your word did not fall on deaf ears, and somebody is going to meditate on this word tonight, and then they're going to wake up going, what must I do to be saved? And then run to the nearest place. I don't care if they jump down on their knees right at their bed and look up and say, Father God, I accept your son as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. No matter where you are, you can say that prayer, and God will hear you. You don't have to be in a building per se. You just need to have a made-up mind ready to come in.
Thank you, God.
We love you. We honor you. Do you, God. Bless your people, everybody under the sun, our boys, every household out there. Continue to bless, lead, and guide us in the way you would have us to go. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Zandria Children.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy, and thank you for that wonderful word. You also have to charge your Bluetooth, because you keep at the ending you're going in and out. So that's a reminder.
So I go in and out on the message?
No. It's now as you're giving the benediction and stuff, it's like go in and out.
No, maybe because I'm walking up and down. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Amen. But we got the word. Thank you so much.
Thank you, God.
You have a blessed evening and get some rest.
Yes, I will.
Amen.
You too. Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you
too.
Give my love to Pastor Kathy, Pastor Stephen. Okay. Amen. So if you missed that wonderful word this evening, I pray that you will go to our website and you can pull it up and listen to the whole message on our website on Pray One for Another on Block Talk Radio. Amen. Praise be to God. So on behalf of my pastor, Prophet Ardy Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. when our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will come and bless us with a mighty word. We will not be airing tomorrow. tomorrow evening, but we will be back on Saturday morning. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you and we thank you for supporting us and listening to our program every Tuesday through Saturday. Amen. God bless you and good night. And shalom.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Up.